Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, we had an Ask Man segment today. And joining us right now is George Sedano. Hi, George.
Hey. Hey, Sedano.
And Cap, you started to ask a question, and then we told you to hold it. What did you want to ask?
I want to ask this question. Since you are friends now with Sam Jackson.
Right.
Do you guys, does Samuel L. Jackson ever say to you at the golf course, like, hey, Ireland, I heard you yesterday on the radio talking about this. Has he ever commented? You know all of his movies. He knows you know all of his movies.
Yeah.
Has he ever commented that he's heard something on the radio?
Never. He makes...
Could be not more oblivious.
Yeah, he makes fun of me for being the Laker announcer because he's a Spurs fan.
Uh-huh.
But he is. One of his best friends is Magic Johnson, who he goes on a trip with every year. They go over to Italy and cruise around on a boat. They go to Sardinia and Capri and Italy and everything else. And he told me a great story. He said one day they're on Capri, the island of Capri, and they stop to get ice cream, and they're walking down the street, and some Italian paparazzi guy takes a picture of him. And the next day in the paper, it says, Danny Glover and Lawrence Fishburne vacationing in Italy. Oh, and Sam goes, Magic is 6'9", and one of the most recognizable people on the planet, and so am I. And the best they could do is Lawrence Fishburne and Danny Glover.
That's crazy.
You kidding me?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but and he screwed up. Sam had back surgery, so he hasn't played golf in a long time.
But that does kind of suck, though. Like that, you know, you're like, hey, Sam.
No, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck?
You love that.
What?
That is, listen, and it's why we love you. You want the famous person to acknowledge they listen to you on
Correct.
The radio.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Mason is kind of that way, too, I feel like.
I am, I mean, I've never run in, I guess I've run into famous people that listen to the show.
I mean, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Cranston does. I mean, there are people that do that we know, but, and Cappy, do you have anybody
O'Shea.
Famous listening?
Yeah.
O'Shea is good.
O'Shea listens to the whole station, though, to his
credit.
Okay,
he does.
I think Sam is the answer
and
to
Freddie.
This question.
And Freddie,
and I'm curious what the answer is for everybody. You're going to have a good one, Sedano.
What's that?
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Ooh.
See, it used to be Kobe. Mm-hmm. Is Pat Riley in your phone?
He is.
Okay, so that's
nice.
A good one. You may have a better one than that.
I'm trying to think.
Cap? The most famous Cranston could be Mason's.
Yeah, I think Cranston's mine.
Cappy, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question. Because all mine are going to be lame. They're all going to be like football player guys.
Not necessarily.
It's going to be lame.
No. Is Al Michaels in your phone?
He is.
Al
okay,
Michaels?
That's
is
a good,
good
one.
Okay,
yeah.
Al Michaels is. That is a good
well,
one.
Well, that's huge.
Al Michaels is not in my phone. I know his daughter, but she's not in my phone either. So apparently I don't know very well.
But I was thinking like outside of sports and sports broadcasting and players. You know, I was thinking, like, I want to have Samuel L. Jackson in
like
my phone.
Like, you want
so
Jennifer Aniston.
Who's more famous,
right.
Pat Riley or Charles Barkley?
I'd say Charles Barkley.
It's very close.
It is very close.
It depends on your age.
Okay. Because I've got both.
Okay. I have, mine is either, it was Kobe.
Okay.
Now it's either Sam, Shaq, or James Worthy. It's one of those three.
Mine is Kelvin Washington from Channel 1.
Oh, Kelvin Washington. Nice. I got Kelvin, too. Nice.
Yeah, he texted me the other day when we had Michael on from Hawaii talking about the Laker reunion. Boy, have you guys seen the pictures from that
thing? They're great.
So,
yeah,
they're great. That looks like the trip of a lifetime.
I saw the video Magic posted where Coach Riley is out there, you know,
working
doing
out.
Practice.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where they're all singing?
Yes,
Sunshine and Rain, and they're basically like the Temptations.
So funny story about this whole Magic Johnson trip, right? We all were giving Michael a hard time about, are you going to go? Or
he
you
didn't want to go,
right.
And Riley and Magic called him and guilted into it. And it's when Riley agreed to pick him up in his plane that Michael said he would go.
Now, does this, I don't know if this is still his number.
Okay.
But is Pitbull more famous than Charles Barkley?
No.
You have Pitbull,
I disagree.
Mr.
I think
Worldwide?
I think Pitbull is.
I don't know if it's I haven't used this number
let me ask you
in
a, question.
A decade.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you if it works or not. You ready?
Yeah.
Does it start with a 305?
Let me hold on.
Well, but he's from Miami.
How do you? Of course, he's Mr. 305.
Yeah, he's Mr. 305.
Okay, well, no, I'm saying
start with a 305.
But that's what I'm saying, that if all of a sudden he had a different number that didn't start with a 305 because he's a 305 boy.
Yeah, it does start with a 305.
Okay, so that might still work.
All right, so did
let's see, Jimmy Kimmel. How about Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's good.
That's a very good one.
Oh, I do have A-Rod's number. That's your largest text.
I looked on my phone.
You got the celebrity phone.
I looked on my phone, and the first letter that comes up, obviously, is A, and the first name that comes up is Stephen A. Smith.
That's a good one.
Stephen A. is good.
That's okay, but everybody's got that
one. Laura had to remind me about A-Rod just now. Now, A-Rod also jumped up a lot of notches in the famous meter after the whole, you know, dating J-Lo, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you hear this weird exchange? Cap, I'm going to do your favorite thing.
Oh,
I'm
I love when you play
something.
Sound. Nice.
Mace, when you were gone, I was chastised by Sodano and Cap for two things.
Oh, yeah, Mace, you would love this.
Bringing up anything serious.
Like hardcore,
crosstalk,
like serious stuff.
And playing things for Cap to react to. He doesn't like it.
No, I do
Mason,
like it.
Mason,
yes.
What do you say coming up on our show, what do you always say is happening?
I say, coming up, a lot of goofiness.
Right, stupidity, correct?
Stupidity,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I asked him about Robert Sarver while you were gone, and they killed
him. For 3 days!
Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about Robert Sarver anymore,
I mean,
do they?
Even Bergman looked like he was going to just, you know, run out of the room.
But listen to this exchange between Molly and Stephen A. Smith. Okay.
Talking about pronouncing names, let's do a thought experiment. Could you pronounce my last name for the audience?
Kiram.
No, it's not Kiram. It's Karam.
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 Ain't that what I just said, Karam?
It's okay. We've only worked together like 7 years. It's fine.
Did
I just want to make sure not offended because we've only been working together for this many years and you still don't know how to say my last name.
Well, you know what?
Not only have I always thought her name was pronounced Kiram, I heard other people at ESPN call her that.
Yeah, I thought it was Karam.
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew it wasn't. I knew it was Karam, I've worked with her directly a ton of times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I could see where people would think it's Karam, though. I mean,
Because Stephen A. keeps calling her that.
Well, and he's not the only one, but I think that's one of those names that gets, you know, but it's on her to just kind of, like, tell people, hey, it's Karam.
All right, hey, listen, something happened today.
What happened?
And Juan texted me and said, why haven't you put it on the air yet? Because he's listening from the next room.
Oh.
Okay.
So I have got a...
Now,
like
wait. When you say he's listening from the next room, is he listening to you, like, listening to you through the wall? Or is he listening, like, on the app?
Me through the wall. He hasn't downloaded the amazing ESPN app.
I mean, come on, Juan. What are you waiting for?
Yet another famous person not listening.
So I am sitting in this desk chair. And you know how Ireland... I get really worked up during a show, like gesticulating and wild, all that stuff. So I'm in my chair. It just broke, and I fell on my ass. It was right during a segment.
Oh, that's great.
Ireland, you would have loved it. There was a big crash. If you were to listen to the show carefully, there was a really big crash. I tweeted out a picture of the chair. I just busted the thing up.
I fell on my ass. I thought you were losing weight.
I am losing weight. It was just kind of twisted and weird, and I was in a weird spot, and I busted the chair.
And
fell. No surprise.
Well, I mean.
Now, are you still sick?
I'm tested negative, but I still have, like, you know, voice and whatever.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I tested out on Friday night, which means I can come back to the studio.
By the way, Mace, you getting COVID ruined my... I have another friend, my buddy Eric, who I play golf with, is like you, and he's a big weed guy.
Yes.
And you're a big weed guy. And my theory was...
It's all gone.
You two were the last holdouts who didn't get COVID. He got it about a month ago, and now you got it. For whatever strain of COVID this is...
It gets through the weed?
Yeah.
It's weed resistant.
The weed thing does not work. Oh, I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah, this is a serious break.
Yeah, you got... Hey, fatty, go ahead. Have a salad every
once
in a while.
I crushed that chair.
Damn.
That is brutal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
So how? What did you do after you broke the chair? Then what?
I stood up and kept talking.
Are you
kidding me?
Are you standing now?
I'm standing up. This is the thing about me that nobody gets. I'm a gamer. I mean, I am a gamer.
Right.
You need somebody to come out and play.
I am
your
guy. Gamer.
And if I'm hurt, I'm going to just spit in dirt and rub it, and I'm right back in.
Okay,
I'm a gamer.
So,
other than not working last week.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
Home. Took all last week off.
Yeah, why didn't you work from home?
I was really – here's the thing about – I didn't really go into this, but it was pretty bad.
Oh, well,
It was way worse than I thought it was going to be.
I look back on me working from home for a week with COVID, and I'm taking Mason's lead from now on. If I get it again, I'm out.
Yeah. You should. I mean, I was in bed for 4 solid days. Juan got it, and it wasn't that serious. Like, he had the sniffles and a little cough and stuff, but, I mean, I was down.
Yeah, everybody gets it differently.
Mace, I want to know this. So here you are. You've got COVID. You're going to miss the entire week of shows.
Yes, last week,
Of all the folks who work here at the station, is there anybody, I mean, were people reaching out to you to check on you?
Interesting question.
Was there anybody that, like maybe like 9 of 10 people reached out and one person did not? So I'm just wondering, who did, who didn't? Maybe go with the didn'ts then.
Okay, the didn't.
Yep, the did nots.
Yeah.
You guys all good.
We all texted.
Laura,
I didn't. I don't think.
John Ireland did not text me.
Right.
No.
And Chris Morales did not text me. I think I heard from everybody else.
Oh, wow. So are you going to do the you lost a friend to Chris Morales again?
No. He's a snake. I mean, he's our snake.
It's his birthday. You got to be nice.
It's his birthday.
Today.
Happy birthday, snake.
Wait, but John, why the feeling of not reaching out at all?
Mason takes so many days off that when he does, I just automatically assume it's going to last a while.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, Bergman will laugh at this. When he said he had COVID, I go, book fill in host for this week and the beginning of next week. And Greg said, no, he's going to come back Thursday. And I said, I'll bet you anything. He doesn't.
Well, Greg kind of talked me out of going back. I was going to go back on Friday.
I did too. When he came back Friday, but he said you didn't feel good.
I did. Felt
so
like
had it gone into another week, I would have texted.
Okay,
but
honest.
I thought it was a week.
Okay, but everybody be honest, okay?
Yep.
Be brutally honest.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many people actually questioned whether or not Mason really did have COVID?
No, I believed it.
Okay, so there's one. There's one.
I didn't think you would lie about it.
Okay, wouldn't lie to it.
You think I would lie about COVID?
No,
it was real.
Okay, everybody, okay.
Did you think he was lying?
No, well, there was a part of me that was like, did he need another week off and he can't get it right now?
But no, Mason doesn't lie about taking time off. He just takes it off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't lie about COVID.
Yeah, no. And seriously, guys, I was sick.
Wow.
I mean, I thought,
the question.
I am a little offended by the question. I wouldn't make up fake COVID. But it was worse. It was definitely worse than I thought it was going to be.
I'm glad you wouldn't make up fake COVID. Have you heard of Cappy's fake Mario?
No. What is his fake Mario? Oh, he does an impression of Mario?
Right.
He does a fake Mario. We had a fake Mario actually go at it with real Mario.
Nice.
Wait, of Mario Ruiz?
Yeah. Give him the fake Mario. Go ahead.
Like last week, it was like, the LAFC is in Minnesota to take on, what's the name of their team,
The Minnesota United.
Yeah, them.
Your cadence is good.
I'm working on it right now on 7-10.
7-10. He does do 7-10.
Yeah. His your cadence is right on.
I'm getting there.
I was watching backstage Dodgers, I guess, last night, and I thought, because the narrator's always like, meanwhile, so and so is doing, and I'm like, I would love to voice the backstage Dodgers.
Would you do it as well as you did when you in Ireland tried to do that nature show that one time?
That nature show, I'm telling you.
That show was brilliant.
A big hit.
The nature show was bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to voice? I would like to voice HBO's Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Liev Schreiber,
right. Yeah.
And I love him as Ray Donovan. I don't understand him as the narrator on Hard Knocks. So I want to be the narrator on Hard Knocks. So if Liev decides to leave, if that happens, that's what I want to jump in.
That's what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, the Mario impression is brilliant.
It's getting there.
It really is. You got to keep working on that.
Definitely getting there.
7-10.
Yeah. I saw him. He had some social media posts this week. He's like, I'm going to Triple G and Canelo in Las Vegas.
He doesn't talk like that when he's just talking about stuff.
No, when he talks, he's like a normal. It's when he's an announcer that
Mario,
he does that stuff.
Mario is not only one of the nicest dudes here and very talented, but like he's got the hookups too. So a couple years ago, right before the pandemic, Kelly and I went to the Forum to go see Elton John. She wanted to see Elton John. So we got tickets to go see Elton John. And Mario's like, oh, do you want to go to the Forum Club? I'm like, oh, I've never been. Mario got us hooked up on the list to go to the Forum
Club. Wow.
Mario knows people.
Mm-hmm.
Mario, I think, is one of the coolest people at the station.
Yes, no question.
Like, he is super. Wait. Instagram,
but
cool.
He is very cool. There's no question about it. He would be cool even outside of this place, but there's not a lot of cool people here, let's be honest.
No, we are not cool. I'm definitely not cool. Ireland, do you think you're cool?
Oh, God, no.
Sonato,
I'm the opposite of cool.
No, I'm not cool. I used to be cool. I'm 45 now. I'm no longer cool.
Yeah, cool is a phase I went through.
I still think I'm cool.
I'm not sure you went through a cool phase, Mace.
I did go through a cool phase.
No,
I
feel when like were I'm, you cool?
I still feel like I'm pretty cool.
I was cool in like 97.
Didn't you have a mullet in 97?
No, 97 I was doing that show with you, the morning TV.
Oh, we were described by a media critic in Arkansas as physically flawless.
Wait, yeah. Really? Where was this?
We did this show on Fox Sports West 2, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, my God. Fox Sports West 2?
What was it? Yeah, it's like, it was a morning show. It's when you and Billy Ray took over for us.
Yeah.
We did this thing called a triple cast. Uh-huh. We were on 690, yep. We were on 1150, and we were on Fox Sports West 2.
I remember,
2.
Yeah.
So we did this TV show, and so they put it on every Fox
affiliate
in the country.
Yeah.
And so we would get, people would send us this stuff, and this guy goes, here's a review of this big show with Mason and Ireland. They go, well, the first thing you notice is the two physically flawless hosts.
Wow.
Yeah. And John.
Love that guy.
Every time we looked goofy, the director would freeze it and put physically flawless in quote for like the next.
Cappy, funny. How's your diet going?
Well, it was going exceptional, as a matter of fact, until I went to Cleveland this past weekend. And here's what I noticed. My friends that live in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they're really fat.
Yeah, right? they're thick back there.
Yeah, and so for me, like I was less fatter than them, and so I was like, oh, I can just keep eating whatever I want to eat. And now I am like disgusted with myself, so I'm back on it this week.
You're physically flawless. Well, since Sedano brought it up, we use any excuse to play this. Here's Mason and I on a show that we still believe in that should be picked up and put on a network.
Nat Geo
Nature Zone, Mason and I breaking down a fight between, I think this is a polar bear and a walrus. Hit it, Laura.
Fence. They got thick skin. They got big rolls. They got imposing tusks. This is going to be a fun one today.
And there he is, the polar bear, stalking his prey. He's got a lot of walruses to choose from, Steve.
And look at these walruses. They are geared up and loaded for bear.
There's got to be close to 100 walruses out there, and I don't see any support for the polar bear. He's going ISO.
Yeah, and at this point, you're looking at some last-minute roster additions to this herd, and that is a lot of meat up front.
Moving in, will he approach head-on? He's looking. There he goes. It looks like the polar bear is trying to clamp on there, and what he wants to do is stay away from the tusk, right?
The tusks. If you go in low, you're going to get two tusks in the back of the head, and right there, he's in danger.
I think this
polar bear is going to have to approach
who
from behind.
Who would not watch that show?
I'd watch it.
What I love about it is, John, the way you look over at Mace and go, right? As if he's like some kind of expert.
Animal expert.
For the purposes of that demo, he was my animal expert.
Right. He's your analyst.
That was fun.
You know
that
what?
Was
Mason
fun.
Was excellent with the telestrator, too. He would say, look at this guy. Look at this guy. It was great.
It was a great concept. I don't know why I didn't go. By the way, Sedano, I saw you were in Denver.
I was in Denver.
That was a beautiful football game, huh? That Nathaniel Hackett really knows what he's doing. 5-4-3-2-1.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. I have been to a lot of football games over the years, a lot of season openers from college and pro. I have never seen a fan base turn on a coach so quickly like we did.
Yeah, we do.
Yo, it was the home opener
for them.
They were booing him in the first quarter. It was crazy.
Well, this dude is obviously over his skis, but they're not going to fire him because it's his first year. I thought the first coach to be fired was an absolute lock that it would be Mike McCarthy.
No.
I now think it's
Hackett.
No. I don't think they can fire him in his first year.
You think they'll fire Nathaniel Hackett so quick?
I think it's going to be Frank Reich, Cap.
Well, when you get smoked, you get shut out by the Jacksonville Jaguars. When people were going, the Colts are kind of a sneaky play in the AFC.
Oh, yeah. Matt Ryan, Matty Ice.
Wow. Well, that was bad.
I've actually got the Jags this week. I'm doing the Chargers Jags on ESPN Radio this week. So that could be a sneaky good game.
You might not have Justin Herbert.
Is that here or there?
It's here. I was told that that injury is more day-to-day because it's the cartilage, not the actual rib.
All right. Yeah, that was pretty serious. So stay
that
away
was
from
serious.
That serious
that's
injury.
A serious topic.
It's Overreaction Monday. That's
Overreaction Monday. Hey, Cappy, go ahead and read that thing that we're supposed to read at this time.
I'm going to read it. It's Super Crosstalk, and it's brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long.
On the way, lots of stupidity with Sedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bang, ba-dum-bum. Bing, da-da-bum. Doo, da-da-bum. Ba-dum-boom-bum. Bing, ba-dum-bum. Ba-da-bop. Beep, boo-doo-boop. Ba-ding-ding-ding-a-doo. Ba-ba-dee-beep. Ba-da-bop-bop. Doo, doo-doo-doop-dap. Ba-da-bop-bop. Bing.
By the way, you know how ridiculous our television situation is
in
here?
Tell me.
That Lindsay was literally standing on a chair trying to get it fixed. Bergman was also standing on a chair trying to fix all these TVs. There's only one TV that's actually connected to a DirecTV at the moment. The other ones are wired internally. Bergman is on the phone with Lindsay from the rack room trying to get this thing set up because you can watch the game because this is the TV in facing you that actually is connected to a DirecTV box. The other ones are not, and I will not be able to watch the game.
Because, George, Tennessee versus Buffalo on Monday Night Football. Bum, 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 bum.
How would Mario say?
Bum, bum. Tonight, it's a matchup of an AFC East opponent, the Buffalo Bills, as they welcome Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans to town for an AFC clash.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I'm ready for Overreaction Monday right now.
Oh, my God. I am so ready to overreact. There were so many crazy things that happened in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah.
And I watched a ton of football on Saturday. And even that Triple G Canelo fight on Saturday. So a lot of overreaction coming your way.
Bergman, can't you just press select and that channel will start?
No, no, I cannot. No, I cannot. It's in the back. No, I can't.
I mean, for the love of God,
For the love of God. I mean, God loves.
We'll get rid of it out the TV soon.
Okay. So my overreaction. Oh, Bergman, while you're in here, my overreaction Monday. You ready? Get back in here.
Come on, Bergie.
The Raiders are not making the playoffs.
Hey, how dare you?
They are not making the playoffs. That is my overreaction Monday. The
15-2.
In the last three seasons, when they changed to this new format, the teams that have started 0-2, 27 teams have started 0-2 in the last 3 years. None of them have made the playoffs. The Raiders are not going to be the first.
You know only four teams have 2-0 records?
Okay.
So?
Okay.
Everybody's all even.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Raiders aren't making the playoffs.
By the way, there's more on that. There's a bigger number. I got to find it here.
A bigger number?
Yeah.
There's a huge number. Yeah. So, hold on. I have it here.
There it is. I got it.
It's the 2,229 number?
This is the number I have. No, no. Oh, no, no. That's different, but that's a great one, too.
Yeah.
Of the 265 teams that have started 0-2 in the NFL since 1990, only 30 of them.
Oh, I know. I tweeted that out
yesterday. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I tweeted that out on Sunday.
Maybe I got that from you.
Yeah. Okay. No, but the one I gave you is more relevant because they changed the format. They added another playoff team.
Okay.
So the 27 teams have started 0-2 in the last 3 years. None have made the playoffs.
Okay, that's a better one to use since we could go with none.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none.
Yeah. Now, the other number you were just about to say was like 2,290-something.
Oh, it was something crazy.
And I think I know the number you're talking about. I think the story is this. When a team...
Oh, no, but that one, actually, that's for Lindsay's team.
Yeah, that is for Lindsay.
Yeah, sorry.
When a team starts out, when a team has a two-score lead with under 2 minutes to go in an NFL game,
right.
It had been over 2,000, like almost 2,300 games.
2,229 consecutive games when a team trailing by at least 13 points in the final 2 minutes had won. You have to go back to week 9 of 2001.
Yeah, insane. 21 years ago, that is... what it must be like.
That is wild and wacky.
That is weird. I did not know that.
Yes.
That is weird stuff.
Yes, Dana.
That is what it must be like.
What the hell
to
is Bergman
a Cleveland Browns
now?
Fan. What is he doing now?
Bally Sports is like a high school game. In Detroit. It's not even a high school game here. What the hell did he do? At least I was watching something that was like Southern California based earlier.
Well, it looks to me like EHS is playing DLHS.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, I mean, might as well have DHL versus UPS. Right. I mean, I don't know what's happening. But that's my overreaction. The Raiders are not making the playoffs this year. Sorry, Raider fan.
I'm going to meet your overreaction from the same game.
Yeah.
You ready for this overreaction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kyler Murray is the most exciting player in the NFL and will be MVP of the NFL this year.
Even more than Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is my overreaction.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, what he does, and listen, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league.
You mean like running 85 yards on one play?
Amazing. And yeah. By the way, back and forth, not going north and south.
Yeah.
Because you can look at a guy like Lamar Jackson, who had a 79-yard run yesterday against Miami.
Yeah, incredible.
And you talk about another collapse between the Raiders, the Ravens, and the Browns. Monster collapses yesterday.
So I have a number on that too. But
okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, what do you got?
No, go.
So here's the thing. As great as some of these young guys are, there's nobody who kind of plays the way Kyler Murray plays. There's nobody who plays the way he does. And whether it's you know, creating time, throwing rockets, my overreaction Monday, Kyler Murray will win the MVP this year.
Okay.
After what he did yesterday to the Raiders.
The Cardinals are the first team to win on a defensive touchdown in overtime since the Falcons beat the Buccaneers in 2019. It was pretty crazy, like, what happened in that game. And look, the collapse is already bad enough, but then the way it got sealed had to have broken every Raiders fan's heart.
Well, it got so bad. I don't know if you saw this story or not. Kyler Murray and the and his teammates.
Greg got it done!
He did it?
Yes, he did.
Hey, this kid knows how to use all the equipment.
Yeah.
This is why if you want to go from producer to management, you got to know how to use all the equipment.
You got to know how to change the TV channel.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, when the game ended.
Look at you.
Nice job.
Look at you.
Way to go, Birdie.
Look at you.
Way to go,
doing
man.
Things like a manager. See, Greg, just the producer, would not have been able to get this done.
No.
But Greg, the manager,
right,
got it done.
Yeah, you
got
to know how to do things when you're in management.
Yeah.
So at the end of this game yesterday, this Raider game, Kyler Murray and his teammates go flying down to where the touchdown was scored, right?
Yeah.
And there are fans, and these guys are kind of like, they're almost doing a Lambo leap sort of a thing into the sand. And now police are investigating, looking for someone who they say smacked Kyler Murray in the face.
Oh, wow.
So he's standing there, and like the fans are cheering, and he's high-fiving, and some guy apparently reaches over and smacks him in his face.
Right. Well, that's Raider fans.
Because he's so upset.
Yeah.
Raider fan.
I mean, isn't. He was kind of, that's not a smart move if you're Kyler Murray. I wouldn't have done that. By the way, from Elias, the Cardinals and Dolphins each faced 20-point deficits at halftime and came back to win. It's the first time in NFL history that multiple teams have overcome 20-point halftime deficits on the same day.
Incredible.
The fact that the Raiders were part of that is just insane.
To be up 20 to nothing and to have a team come back on you like that.
Yeah.
And then not only score a touchdown that puts them in range, but then they got to get the two-point conversion as well. See, the weird thing about yesterday was, if you're a huge NFL fan like I know I am, so many times you might have been watching a game going, well, this, and this is all going to have to happen for them to come back, and guess what? All that stuff happened.
Yeah. By the way, Just Win Baby 23, I bet you, I wonder who he roots for, just said, at 4:21, Sedano said the Raiders are not making the playoffs. I will go back to this post in January. Hashtag Raider Nation.
No, do it. This is what Overreaction Monday is for.
Right, feel free.
Yeah. I mean, if we overreact to the point of, like, overreaction,
because
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, keep the receipts.
Yeah, and here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm keeping your receipt. How about that?
My receipt?
No, his.
His, this guy right here?
Just Win Baby 23.
Okay, write that down.
Just Win Baby Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 23, that's how I'll remember.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get that. Took me a second.
Don't use like I used to have a buddy who worked in sports radio for many years. He used to say when he would say like the time, right? He'd say like Magic Johnson passed the hour. I always thought that was kind of cool.
No, I don't do that.
I liked it.
I don't do it.
I feel like one day we should do a whole show that way.
Really? You want to just try and use players' numbers?
Just, yeah. I mean, like just random, like, yeah. Like, just go with that.
Okay.
John Ireland is really, really good at that. That's how he remembers things. He said that's how he remembers people's phone numbers. He'll be like, Magic Johnson, Larry Nance, whatever. Like,
wow, those are two names that really...
I was just thinking of random numbers.
I know. I mean, it's just weird the way that Larry Nance came into this whole thing. Magic, I got, but Larry Nance.
Yeah, like, look, it's 27 right now. Don Sutton passed the hour.
Nice job.
Boom!
Nice job by you.
Nice pull there, Don Sutton.
Nice knowing that was Don Sutton. Yeah. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, as I'm getting back today, because I landed at LAX at about 11:06 this morning.
Yeah. At 11:06?
11:06.
So LeBron passed the hour.
Just want to make sure that we're on the same page here, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. At 11:06.
I feel like that could be our thing. Like the audience, just like when we talk about things, they can make sure, like, you know, 421, the guy can say Deion Sanders passed the hour.
Okay. Yeah. I got here to the radio station at Joe Namath, Joe Namath.
Oh, okay.
Got here at 12:12. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say this. I don't usually go on trips and bring back gifts, but I did bring back one gift for one person.
For Lindsay.
On this show.
Hey, King.
One gift
hey,
for
King.
One person.
Hey, King, who'd you bring it for?
I went to her hometown. I brought her one gift.
All right, tell us what it is on the other side. Also, I want to get into, I mean, we talked about the Raiders clearly were the biggest story in sports this past weekend with the way they collapsed at home, the way it all went down. But let's face it, had the Rams had one more bad play basically happen against them, They may have been the team that led this show on Overreaction Monday.
Right.
So let's get into them as well in just a moment. So stick around for that.
That was my favorite Batman, too.
I mean, maybe when I was like 7.
Yeah. It was great. The TV Batman with like the underoos. Remember the underoos?
Yeah.
Like that was like the underwear that you could get in the 80s that looked like Aquaman or Batman or Robin or whatever. Those guys were wearing underwear. Those were their costumes. I like that one. That was my favorite one. My favorite Batman.
No. I mean, Michael Keaton was kind of a cool Batman because we hadn't seen Batman in a long time. But, yeah, I mean, it's what's his face? Not Colin Farrell.
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, yeah.
God, I wanted to see how long you were going to sit there and think about it.
I would have eventually got
it. I was just going
to
throw you a line. You know, I'm just going to throw you one out there. You needed to be saved. I threw you one out.
You did.
So, George...
That's Christian Bale.
So I want to just say one thing before we start today's show, if I may. And it goes like this.
Oh, yeah. You bought Lindsay something.
Well, not just that, but hold on. You were in Denver yesterday calling a game between the Broncos and who'd they play?
Texans.
And the Texans yesterday on ESPN Radio. Laura, you were at the Rams game yesterday?
Correct.
And at the Sunset Room?
Correct.
The night before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Linz, big weekend for you?
I did what I normally do. I actually went out and looked for apartments during the day.
Okay.
Because I'm looking for an upgrade and found this great place right across the street from me. What else did I do? Oh, I went out to dinner, too, with one of my friends who just moved here. So, yeah.
Okay, lovely.
Fun times.
And I had my Cleveland experience, which was Saturday watching my son play D2 college football Saturday, and then Sunday my buddy coaching. And we talk about collapse, Georges. We talk about the Raiders falling apart yesterday, the Ravens falling apart to the Dolphins. The Cleveland Browns, Lindsay's team, just unbelievable what happened in that game. So... I'm going to be curious to hear everybody's show and tell here this afternoon for all the different football experiences we had over the course of the weekend. But it's true. I did go to Cleveland, Lindsay's hometown. And Lindsay, do you recall you asked me to bring you something back? Do you remember what that was?
I said, hey, King. And you said?
Slay, Queen.
And I said, maybe you could get me some kind of like Browns memorabilia, like from the game.
The way I heard it was, if you could get me, you said, get me something that's Browns merch, but don't get it from the team store.
Right, right, right. Something from like the locker room.
Yeah, you said, take it from your friend who's one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Take it from him.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks ago when we were at the golf tournament, you were talking about how you recently liked, do you remember what you said you liked recently? You said, I'm into these now. I just bought one. You remember?
I don't remember.
You said you liked a bucket hat.
Oh, I love bucket hats. That's my jam. I got all kinds of bucket hats.
So?
Oh, if you got me a Browns bucket hat, you'll make me the hero of my family.
Is it Eddie the Elf or whatever they call
Brownie.
It?
No,
just regular old Browns.
Oh, now that is cool.
Yeah.
And, that is cool.
And
Cap.
I went through my buddy's closet to like look through all of his stuff to find like what's new, what still has tags on it. So here you go, kid.
Thanks, Cap. That's awesome.
Got you the brand new
bucket hat. That's awesome. I'm aware
bucket
right
hat.
Now.
All right, maybe you should model it. See that right there, George?
I like
that's
it.
That's a nice item.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice merch right there. Yeah.
Some merch.
Well, the reason I really
hey,
felt
King.
Like...
I'm going to start making my request.
Yeah. And then I'll say Slay Queen. Right. Now, here, I felt like I needed to bring Lindsay something back because do you guys understand that on Friday evening, she went to all this trouble to try and DoorDash me these tacos that she wanted me to taste that she thinks are so bomb, right? And then that didn't work out. So then, George, on Saturday afternoon, after my son was done playing football... I said, there's one of these places, Barrio, right nearby here. Lindsay called and had the order ready and prepared so when I got there, I could take it with me. But I felt like if I take it, what's the likelihood that it's going to be good by the time I get to where I'm going? So I literally took the to-go order, and then I stayed right there to eat the food that she had gotten for me. So this place, Barrio, it's not like a taco shop. It's like a sit-down restaurant, bar, sports bar kind of a place. And I unpacked that whole bag, and then I went to work on these tacos. I will say this about the tacos in Cleveland. They're fine. They're okay. You'd eat them. You'd be fine with these tacos. The problem for me was I didn't order the taco. Lindsay ordered the taco. Mm. So Lindsay ordered what Lindsay gets,
right?
Which is not what I want. I don't want pineapple salsa in the way of my taco.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need a Coca-Cola beer battered, some kind of meat deal going on. You know what I mean? So a lot of flavors,
right?
Not particularly my style, but edible.
Well, that's the point of that place, is you're supposed to choose what you want on your taco. And I asked you about 10 times, what do you normally like on your tacos? And you were like, oh, just get what you would usually order.
If you said that, that's kind of your
fault. Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah. It is completely my fault.
Yeah.
I acknowledge that.
We had lunch today at El Cholo. Did you like that?
El Cholo was really good. I had fish tacos, but I'm going to tell you guys something right now. Don't be offended by this, but I'm probably going to have to unbutton my pants here this afternoon.
I'm still really full.
I am like sickly full.
And we finished lunch at like, you know, 90, over 90 minutes ago.
Yeah. I was with friends of mine this weekend, and one lives in Cleveland, one lives in Pittsburgh. And both of my pals they've just gotten big. I mean, big. And me, I feel big, but they look big. And I'm like, well, gosh, compared to them, I'm skinny. I'm a skinny queen. Mm-hmm. So I just ate everything in sight all weekend long. And now I got to get back to my diet immediately, George, because all the weight I was losing has all been packed right back on. I think I may run back to San Diego tonight. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to drive. I think I'm going to run or walk.
Are you slow then today for the show, or are you feeling okay?
No, I feel good.
Yeah.
It's just that lunch that we just had.
It was heavy.
Gosh, it was heavy. First of all.
But it's the only meal I've had and will have today.
Same. But, yeah. I mean, two baskets of chips.
We actually went through like a half a basket, then he refreshed.
Yeah, but then you ordered the tableside guac.
I did, but it was delicious.
Very lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was nice, and he made it there for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had those fish tacos, which were bomb.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had some carnitas. It's just like just pork.
Yeah. It was nice. Looked
and
good.
They brought some tortillas.
Yeah.
Flour
tortillas.
Yes.
See. Looked good.
It was good.
It was a great lunch.
Little refried beans. That was probably what did it, though.
Yeah, is that what got you?
Fullness of it. Well, we did. You know what it was? We were so hungry, we ate the chips and guac and the salsa very quickly.
Yeah.
Never a good idea. It's like eating bread at like a regular restaurant.
Yeah, we're gonna leave something here today for Travis and Sliwa tomorrow morning, based on your refried beans and the black beans I took down.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You're fine.
I already went to the bathroom.
Oh, really? You did? You already unloaded the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, probably not that, but I unloaded what was before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to create more space.
I also went to the bathroom. And George and I went to the ladies' room together, and we just kind of tinkled a little bit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What?
We went to the bathroom at the same time.
You went to the ladies' room and you tinkled? Come on.
All right, well, that's what I called it, you know?
Yeah.
But then I didn't want George to know, because then we came back into the office. I'm like, you know, I think I forgot something. And I went back and I took care of the rest of it.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I just went, not because I needed to take care of it, but later on, I was like, ooh, yeah, I should go. It wasn't, you know, other than that, it was like maybe like an hour, like 45 minutes later.
Okay. All right. Well.
So anyway.
Yeah.
The Rams.
Yeah,
you want to just tackle that on the other side?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, the Rams, you talk about an overreaction Monday.
Yeah.
Your overreaction was the Raiders are not making the playoffs. They're 0-2. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, the numbers are in my favor.
Yeah. My overreaction is Kyler Murray is going to win the MVP.
Right.
And that's based on them making this comeback yesterday.
That's probably a much less calculated overreaction.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's good. It's your overreaction, bro. It's all you.
The Rams.
Los Rams.
You talk about an overreaction. I'll say it because it's overreaction Monday. You talk about the Raiders not making the playoffs?
Careful, Aaron Donald's right there next to us.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
And that world championship small little banner, not the one they have in the stadium, the replica one is small, behind you as well.
It's overreaction Monday. We're 2 weeks into the season.
You're going to say the Rams are not going to make the playoffs.
No, actually, I wasn't going to say that at all. That's an interesting. Is that your overreaction?
No, I thought that's where you were going.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't going to say that
at
all.
You said you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. No. The Rams are not going to sniff the Super Bowl. Not going to sniff it. Okay?
Wait a second.
What?
The There's only two teams that play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be one of them. That's it. Is that not an overreaction?
No, there's 32 teams.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. The Rams won, and winning is good.
Yeah.
You have to, listen, you. It doesn't matter how you win, because at the end of the season, they're just going to go win column, loss column. And no one's going to remember that you won 31-27 and that you had a monster lead and you should have shut them down, but you didn't. But based on the way the Falcons came back yesterday,
yeah,
I don't think the Rams are very good.
Let's tackle that more on the other side. It's James Worthy past the hour here on the show. Just want to make sure everybody understands that, okay?
Not Jackie Robinson?
Could be Jackie Robinson past the hour. I went with James Worthy. He's top, off the top of my head, but Jackie Robinson as well. So there you go. Great song.
So I love Diana Ross.
How much do you love Diana Ross?
Seen her in concert probably three times.
Three? Wow. I've never seen her in concert.
Yeah.
Never seen her in concert once.
Well,
I mean, I, you know,
I love the hair.
When did you see her in concert?
Probably, I'd say.
I don't even remember last time she's toured.
I'd say probably the last time. Well, I put it this way: I was still married.
Okay, so that's a long time ago.
Yeah, so we're going back a while.
Yeah,
we're going back probably in the, I don't know, somewhere in the range of probably 2006 to 2012-ish, 13-ish, yeah. Somewhere in those neighborhoods.
Touchdown, Derrick Henry, if you have him on fantasy, by the way.
You know, Diana Ross performed this year at the Hall of Fame game that weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend went to it. She lives in Cleveland. And she posted pictures, and she was like, oh, my God, she's still so amazing.
Oh, man, when she would come out on stage, and like I said, I saw her like three times in a short period of, you know, a few years. Man, with that big hair of hers, man, and she, the crazy dresses, you know. And she would just, you don't realize you know every word to every song.
I love her. You know? I love her daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross.
I don't know her.
Love her.
Don't she's a comedian. Friend. You'd probably know her if you saw her, Cap.
Really?
She's on a lot of TV shows.
Wow.
What is it, Black-ish?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's on Black-ish, really?
Yeah.
I think she wrote it, maybe.
Yeah, and then she was a part of the Girlfriends cast. That was one of my favorite shows growing up.
The Girlfriends?
Yeah. Girlfriends, the show with the girls, you know?
Oh, you mean those girls that are friends?
Friends?
Yeah, girls that are friends.
Oh, that show. Yeah.
Girlfriends.
I didn't see that one.
I love her.
I love Diana Ross. Diana, if you're listening today, much love. Much love to you.
Mucho amor.
Si. Right.
The Rams.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I think right now the Rams are a work in progress. Is that fair to say? But look, you can be a work in progress in week two as long as you got at least a W on the board, which they did. It wasn't the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in regards to the way it finished, but they still got the win, to your point earlier. At the end of the season, it doesn't count as a good loss or a bad loss, although you were saying the Raiders had a good loss in week one.
Well, because I thought the Raiders actually were in a position to possibly win a game against a good team when their quarterback didn't play
Wait, you
play
called them
well.
A good team? The Chargers.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
Yeah, the Chargers are good.
Okay.
They're not Super Bowl good. They're just good. Look, here's the thing. The Rams are 1-1, and so's everybody else in the division.
Yeah.
So while it stings to have lost the way they did against Buffalo in week one, and really, I don't think anybody's feeling so great about themselves today. You know, I don't think that Sean McVay's like, hey, guys, we're awesome. We're great.
No, we got work to do.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we won a game. That's the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is that we had a team beat, a team that we are significantly better than.
Are they?
They are. They are. They should be. I mean, you have Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford does not look right, though. Matthew Stafford, we talked about this. We had the audio on Friday. Jay Glazer was on the Dan Le Batard show. Do we still have that audio somewhere? From Friday's show?
Somewhere it's hanging around.
Jay Glazer was on the Dan Le Batard show, and we can find it. Whenever they find it, just let us know. Yes. All right. And we were talking about, you know, all the stuff, the PRP treatments and all that, and questioning his elbow, and you and I get a lot of grief around here for questioning that. And, oh, it's fine. They're like, I don't know how I feel about an elbow for a quarterback. And then we come to find out, after he's already had whatever treatments he's had, which was already a surprise, that Jay Glazer went on the Dan Le Batard show and said, oh, yeah, that's not new.
Same as last year. That's really it. I mean, he had the same thing last year. He played through it. That's why he had the interceptions last year. And, you know, it's Stafford's a tough dude. Like, injuries, if you just go back in Detroit, the injuries he played through, and same here with the Rams, man, it's hard to keep that guy out. So, but I'm going to say it's the same as last year. He was hurt last year. He was really hurt last year. it's still there. So they didn't do enough to really subside the pain from what he had a year ago. But he played with it last year, so I would say he can play with it again.
I mean, maybe.
Wouldn't you
think
that it's getting worse every day?
Yeah.
You know, not better every day?
Agreed. That's a pretty big assumption that he'll be able to play through it.
Look, again, I want to say this. I think that the Rams, going into this game against Atlanta, on paper, are a significantly better team. The Rams are the Super Bowl champions, and the Falcons are in a major state of rebuilding. Compare the quarterback, Matthew Stafford, to Marcus Mariota. I like Mariota. I'm not as down on him as everybody else is, but where he is in his career right now versus Matthew Stafford, the advantage goes to the Rams. Finally, the Rams actually ran the ball. And I say finally. It's 2 weeks, but I'm overreacting. Darrell Henderson had 47 yards. Cam Akers had 44 yards. Together, they had almost 100 yards rushing with 25 combined carries. Cooper Kupp is probably the best wide receiver in the entire NFL. And look, Drake London, the kid out of USC, 8 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown. He's a nice young player. I understand why the Falcons went up and got him. But on paper, the Rams are a significantly better team than the Falcons are. And when you have a lead of 28-10 going into the fourth quarter, you're supposed to knock the inferior opponent out, particularly when you're at home. And they wind up giving up 17 points in the fourth quarter. Fumble by Cooper Kupp, interception by Stafford, blocked punt that almost had the punter's leg get ripped off.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things that can't happen late in the game.
Happened.
And you might say,
snowball effect.
You might say to yourself, look, they're up 28-10. They pose no threat. Everybody let their guard down. That's what happened here. Really? Is that why Cooper Kupp fumbled? Is that why Matthew Stafford threw an interception? Is that why the punt protection team just chose not to block?
Almost became an unmitigated disaster at the end.
Right.
And look, they got saved. If it was to use a boxing analogy, because this didn't happen this weekend with Canelo and Triple G. I mean, Canelo completely dominated him the entire fight.
Although the judges didn't think so.
Screw the judges, okay? Like, forget them. They have no idea what they were watching.
I literally was scoring the fight,
boxing,
and I had
judges,
it 11
to
one.
Me have no credibility.
I had it 11-1.
Yeah, boxing judges have no credibility.
Two judges had it 115-113, which meant that Canelo only won two more rounds.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Crazy.
Get out of here. Get the bleep out of here. That's bleepery, okay?
Indeed.
But my point is, if this was a boxing analogy with the Rams, I felt like they got saved by the bell a little bit. Fair?
Yeah, it looked like, imagine you got to round 9 and you're totally dominating the fight, and then rounds 10, 11, and 12, the guy who's been getting killed the entire fight
is just swinging and nailing you.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? And when
staggering
the,
you.
And when the fight ends, you win by unanimous decision because of all the work you did in the first 9 rounds. But if there were more rounds, you could be in big trouble.
You left that fight beat up. And in trouble at the end of the fight. By the way, here's the deal. We will say this. We've got Million Dollar Mondays today.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Very good.
I want to make sure people know this. I wanted to make sure I get this in here before the end of the hour. 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. It's not a national contest. You and me, Cappy, will be handing over somebody $1 million, okay?
You ever seen $1 million in cash?
I have not, actually.
Dude, it's an unbelievable thing to look at and hold on to. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't my money, but I just looked at it.
Was it Canelo's?
It was not. It was it was at the racetrack, and they took me to the cash room, and they're like, you want to hold $1 million? I'm like, yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
And I did.
All right. So make sure you're listening to this show very closely, because today we'll ask you a trivia question related to the show. The first person to answer correctly will win 2 tickets to Rams Cowboys, which is a big event still
big
now, because now the Cowboys all of a sudden look viable again. That's on October 9th, and a shot at $1 million. So listen every day for your chance to win on Million Dollar Mondays. We're going to give you a chance to win $1 million, dude. It's pretty crazy. So make sure you're listening. In the interim, Cappy.
Yes, sir.
Back to the Rams for a second. I believe in Sean McVay. People could say that suck up to him, or that he's my boyfriend, and like kind of like Tom Brady's your boyfriend.
Right, or Dave Roberts, the way people tell me that I'm in Dave Roberts' back pocket.
Right, that's fine, but I like Dave Roberts too. Dave Roberts is great. I like Sean. I think Sean is a really smart football coach. I think that historically in his time here, and he's now got a decent sample size, right? I would say that when things go south, he finds ways to correct it. It may not happen in 1 week. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but when you have the career that he's had here to this point, I think I give him the benefit of the doubt. And that's basically the way I would put it.
Right.
You're welcome, Sean.
But here's the thing. You know, you've lost a major part of your offensive line, which I think a lot of us thought, well, okay, but you know, the next guy in line's pretty good too, and he played a lot of games when Whitworth was hurt, and Noteboom's going to be fine. And So the first week we saw the offensive line had problems in terms of the number of times that Stafford was hit. Yesterday, it turns out he was only sacked one time. Okay, so that's good. There was no running game in the first game. This past game, like I mentioned, Henderson and Akers combined for nearly 100 yards. That's good. The interceptions, ongoing issue. Cooper Kupp, always reliable. Fumble, kind of happens every now and again. The block punt is the one that really bothered me in the fourth quarter because, to me, that just cannot happen. You know, you've got to know that they're bringing everything they can to try and make a play, and you've got to find a way to protect your punter and get the ball off and get off the field. So, look, the next game up for the Rams is against Arizona. I'm not telling you Arizona's going to the Super Bowl, but I'll just say this. Kyler Murray can do things on the football field that I just don't know that many quarterbacks in the NFL that can. To me, he kind of looks like, what was the player's name? He was the little running back, played for San Diego and then Philadelphia.
Darren Sproles?
He looks like Darren Sproles, who can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah.
Because he's tiny,
yeah.
But he motors all over the field. So the next game's a huge game. You didn't play well against Buffalo. You did not really play well, but you got the win against Atlanta, and now you're going into a division game with a quarterback who is incredibly talented.
Coming up next, more Overreaction Monday. Boy, do I got one for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I got another one for you. So I've already given you the Raiders. They're mm-hmm. not going to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. but we'll get back to that. By the way, it is Lawrence Taylor past the hour right now at 56 past the hour.